A COVID contact tracing card trialled by iwi volunteers has got the thumbs up for being convenient and easy to use, especially for those who aren't tech savvy, according to Te Aroa Komatua Monty Morrison. The Ministry of Health combined forces with the iwi for the week-long trial that involved more than 1,200 people from Nongataha near Rotorua. In essence, the card records when another tracing card has been in close contact without the wearer having to do anything, making it easier to track people if they've come in contact with someone who's infected with COVID. The spokesperson for Te Aroa COVID-19 Response Hub is Monty Morrison. He told me a mix of people took part in the trial.
The Ministry of Health chose a community of about 5,000 just out of the city of Rotorua. It has a balance of both European and Māori, and within that community there are four local marae, and that gave us a good number of Māori who would be able to participate. So the trial required between 500 and 1,500 to take up the trial. And look, we're thrilled that I think almost 1,270 participants signed up. And it was really a near even split up between Māori and New Zealand European.
So did many of those people have smartphones?
Some of them would have. The general feedback has been that the card was just so much easier to use. You just had to put it on around your neck and forget about it rather than using the smartphone and having to use it at every place that you went to. So, that's been the general reaction so far.
So they liked the convenience of it, did they, Monty?
Yes,
just chuck it around your neck and away you go.
Yes, correct. And it was really interesting because we've had feedback from people that the cards were seen in Tauranga, Taupo, and even as far away as Wellington. So certainly people were able to get to move around and be able to do something many quite easily. And of course, you've got to be mindful that many of our kaumātua and others have older phones and they don't feel confident using the app. That's the other thing that's kind of come back.
For Te Aroa, why was it important for you to be involved in this?
We know the stats in terms of health are that Māori are going to be 50% more susceptible to the effects of COVID-19 than non-Māori. It's sobering and of course many of those would die. So the other part of that, of course, for us was that that a lot of our most susceptible don't have access to either a cell phone, and if they do, it's either old and they really don't know how to download it and then be able to use that smartphone technology. It was important for us to be involved simply because there would be some good learnings and good outcomes, if, not only for this, for our community, but of course some good outcomes that could be recommended if it's used throughout the country.
So, Monty, I just want to go back to the wearing of the card, because some people did raise the issue of whether people would, A, remember to chuck it around their neck, and B, whether they'd feel comfortable with it, or whether it was this kind of weird thing hanging around your neck. So, I mean, did people feel comfortable wearing it in all situations, for example, going to Tangi and things like that?
Yeah, look, part of the feedback from some of the researchers has been that people did wear it at Tangi. I know that it was worn at a kapahaka competition. There was a number of cards seen there. I was actually there.
I know it's not your decision whether this goes ahead or not, but given the things that you've outlined, that a number of your people may not have access to smartphones, they might not know how to use them properly, and you're concerned that not everyone has got the means to easily track their movements. If it's not this card, Monty, do you still feel there needs to be something else in the toolkit which is easier for the people who are in your community?
Yes, look, I know that the ministry is looking at a range of wearables, and I'm using the word wearables, not focusing on just the card. There could be another way in which the technology could be used. The card, there seems to be a really good acceptance to the use of the card, and we'll await really the findings as they come. I would expect that from our point of view, you're right to point out the digital divide, and I think, you know, certainly the focus is going to be from a Te Aro perspective, is how do we look after those who are most vulnerable and probably don't have access or won't have access to Bluetooth technology. So there might be some work done on limiting or providing better access and therefore decreasing what people are terming the digital divide.